Good evening, audio boo. This is VR podcasting Paul Hopkins. I'm feeling slightly honoured and blushing a little bit here as I sit at the kitchen table with the wonderful and lovely Claire Randall. And as Top Goal says on all good social networks. And I'm making that point for a reason. But to try to get to the point that, or the questions that, our money blog, that's another Paul was asking. I'm firstly honoured that I've been mentioned in this way. But really, yeah, try and understand what the questions were, really, and let's go for it. I will just talk about, there's a perception then, clearly, that I have created a branding of me, which is true, I would say. Under the guise of VR podcasting, I'm sort of going to make some of these points in more detail in a second, but that also within that branding that I have found a way of optimizing my search so that people find me, which I haven't done, and that I've got some idea of how many people follow me, which I don't, apart from Audio Boo. But there are a few things here that I learned a long time ago. I'm interested in, for example, what Paul talks about, social, what did he call it? Social policy and branding. And he has this business called Change Agents. And I am interested in it, but I don't really know enough about it. I believe, though, that I am my brand. I am me. I am VR podcasting through and through. So if you look for VR podcasting on YouTube, you won't find a lot, but there are a few. I have a channel on YouTube which if I could find a way, for example, of getting all the stuff that I've put up on Facebook on my guide dog Usher's page onto YouTube as a channel, that would be awesome, because that would settle in very nicely to the continuation of a brand that has something to do with me on it, that has a VR podcasting sort of symbol or logo, whether that be a visual thing or an audible thing. So on YouTube I have a channel. On Audio Boo, obviously I'm known as VR Podcasting. If I run VIP Advisor, which is an Audio Boo channel that supports, it seeks to encourage blind and partially sighted people and those with a VI interest to support each other. And Facebook on VR podcasting, you can find me on with that, even though my name is Paul Gough Hopkins, but it's a long story. I'm basically on fostered, my original name was Gough and my foster parents' name is Hopkins, and because I went on Facebook on Facebook I knew that my brothers and other family were on there from my flesh and blood family, if you will, that I changed my name just to reflect that, so that they would see that it would be easy to find for them. I'm VR podcasting on Facebook, VR podcasting on YouTube, on Twitter, on Foursquare, I think I might be on Flickr as well. All good social networks, basically. But I think the other thing is that I've been podcasting for a long time. So I did start podcasting in 2004, around that kind of time, really, when podcasting first arrived, really. I don't know, I used to get a lot of downloads. I remember that. I got way more than I thought I was getting at the time. I was with Libsyn and all that. That was a podcasting aggregator type. They hosted your feed and all other sorts of other stuff. I don't even know if that stuff's available anymore, because I didn't keep up the subscription. So I thought, well, what's the point, you know? And I've had a few hard disk failures in my time as well. So I think I've lost a fair bit of stuff. So I have no idea what's out there on the internet. But certainly it wouldn't be difficult to find VI podcasting if you were to put it in into any good search engine. I would have thought it would be quite easy to find it. So the only bit that has been coordinated and coherent is my branding of me in terms of VI podcasting. And to answer it from a business perspective, well, at work, I work for an organisation called Queen Alexandra College, and I manage one of their social enterprises called All Formats, which produces braille, large print and audio information. The college does lots and lots of different things, and it holds or hosts a major exhibition in the UK for blind and partially sighted people. It's been doing it for 13, 14 years, actually more like 15 years now, I think. Even in that context, I've been quite involved in Sight Village and connecting with some of the VI community that come to Sight Village and, you know, doing interviews and stuff like that. And we decided then very deliberately that I should keep my VI podcasting sort of Paul Hopkins persona rather than, you know, going for something like Paul at Sight Village or Sight Village Paul or something like that, because that just wouldn't have made any sense to those people that already knew me within the community and that would already hopefully feel that they could relate to me as the person, one of the people, if you will, that was reaching out into the community regarding anything to do with the business of, say, Sight Village. And it would be the same with the All Formats has its own Twitter and everything else, but I wouldn't. I would still probably sign it off as either Paul Hopkins, which is obviously you become known because you know I'm not the kind of person that is not going to give out my name if I have a web presence that is as public as mine appears to be. So I don't know how. I don't know if that really answers the questions. To be honest, that were raised. As I say, absolutely honoured that I've been subject to the spotlight of a money blog and his ruminating. I think that is it. I think that I do have, I've kept my presence across the different networks in the same name, and so people would find it easy to find me. I'm trying to think what else I could say. Responding to people, I would always try to respond to people. Paul talked about responding and whether people do that, and he was saying that one of his people do. I think VI again because it was so general. Maybe people are curious. Maybe people think, well, what does he mean by VI podcasting? It's sort of whenever I spell it, if I ever give my Gmail account out, Gmail address. For for any kind of thing to do with any businesses that I transact with in my own right, so you know, whether that be finance or personal finance or whatever, they always go VI what? VI podcasting, and most people have heard of podcasting, but then they hear the VI bit at the end. And I thought I was going to make loads of money at it because there was a whole thing about video podcasting, and I thought VI would be video podcasting, and VI podcasting would have already been taken, and then I'd have thought, oh yeah, well, that's mine. And but I think it went for they kind of went for vidcasting or something like that. So possibly missed out there on a few pennies. I don't know, but I wanted there to be something to investigate, not a mystery, but I wanted people to investigate and say, well, what the hell does VI podcasting mean? We understand what podcasting is, but what does the VI bit mean? And it does mean visual impairment if I'm talking about visual impairment. It does mean very interesting if I'm talking about, something completely unrelated to visual impairment, such as, I'm trying to think the kind of things I've done. Taking a trip to Scotland and being on a boat looking for the Loch Ness Monster or doing something interesting with sound and in-ear microphones or something like that or very important. Well, I don't know if my stuff is very important, but I mean there may have been an important thing to say, you know. I might have felt that my view on something was very important. So, you know, if I'm commenting about something in society or or to do politics or whatever, then yes, that I might have felt that was a very important view for me to hold. And at that point, it may have had nothing to do with visual impairment. Very involved. Well, yes, there are things I'm very involved in and have been in the past. So one of the things I am meaning to do is to put up a whole thing around. We were doing a hashtag. What do you do? You know, what things about you don't we know? Who do we think you are? That kind of idea. That was what it was. Who do we think you are? I think it was. That was all about trying to sort of find out a bit more about people, something we didn't already know. And so I have a whole history with piano tuning and tuning pianos for all the well-known venues in Birmingham, for example, around the Midlands area, such as Symphony Hall, and Ronnie Scott used to have a jazz club. Ronnie Scott, of course, was the famous saxophonist, jazz saxophonist, back in the day, who's died now. But yeah, so very involved. You could be that. It could be. So the VI, I can't think of anything else that VI might stand for. Very important. Very, very involved.
Very influential.
Various interests. I don't know about very. I don't know if I'm very influential.
No, maybe not. But you could stand for that.
But it could. It's whatever the VI seems to. It does seem to fit a load of things. But certainly anything that I've, any hat that I've given it, have been hats that are me. I was saying that, you know, VI, so visual impairment, is only visual impairment if I'm talking about things to do with a visual impairment.
I would actually think, in truth, sorry, I've not been in the room. I've kind of gone off and come back. Sorry, I do apologise.
Yes.
I've come back to hijack.
No, you haven't.
I would actually say that VI would only be construed as visually impaired if you are.
Visually impaired.
Most people wouldn't actually think.
But it was almost my VI sort of badge was to the consternation of a lot of people with a visual impairment, because they were saying, well, what do you mean? We're not visually impaired, or it isn't a visual impairment. It's vision impaired. I said, well, okay, then it's vision impaired. You can have vision impaired if you want.
I personally,
because it still could be.
Go on.
No, it still could be anything. It could be vision impaired. It could be visually impaired. It doesn't matter. I can deny or confirm any of those things if I want. Mm-hmm. And it's quite nice to have fun and games with people a little bit who are a bit precious about the assumption that I'm calling it VI because it's visual impairment. And, of course, there is some truth in it. Sometimes I am. I was saying that if I'm not talking about visual impairment, then I'm not then VI can be very involved, very important, very interesting,
very influential.
Very, I don't, as I said, like, yeah.
Well, influential, important, you know.
But yeah, so I don't know. I
think it's just the name that carries. It's interesting.
It's the age in which I've been here, the longevity in which, yeah, I've kept that badge for. So since 2004, it's now 2014. So, and I have still loads of things that I've not shared on audio, loads of archive stuff, loads of things that will still happen in my life that are shareable. And if people are interested in it, then cool. I think the audio boo thing is, and if you're talking about followers and getting followers, is a little bit of a misnomer, because obviously people follow you with audio boo in the same way that people do on Twitter a lot of the time, which is, I hear something that you've said, or sorry, read something that you've said in the case of Twitter, and think, oh, I like that, or that made me laugh, or whatever, so I'll follow it. In the same way, the audio book, I hear something of interest, so I go, oh, I'll follow
that. I think so, but I think Twitter is a lot more fluid.
But I haven't been found out through searches, I don't think, is what I'm saying. I don't think people search the internet for great podcasts and find mine. I don't think that happens. To be honest, and I think that was possibly what Paul was asking.
I think possibly it depends on why you do it, because it's the same with me and blogging.
I do it because, yeah.
So when I started blogging, it didn't occur to me that I did want people to read it, but I didn't make me, you know, make myself this great brand or anything. I am a member of a blogging network now, and I used to religiously look at my stat count to see how many.
Well, I did. I mean, and that's true. And I even ran other podcasts, like I ran the church one, A Word in Your Ear, which isn't there anymore, which is a word in your ear. It's like the word in your ear, but I thought I can't say there's no such thing as the word in your ear, but a word in your ear, like a bit of the Bible in your ear kind of thing was what it was about. And I think even then I might have used my username as VR Podcasting to just as the person who put it up and that kind of thing. I think, Claire, but that I don't want to try and answer all these questions because I'm going to leave it open for others to come in and discuss and think about, and if people have any other questions of me or us even.
I think it opens a newer one as well.
They're more likely to, more than welcome to ask.
I think it opens another one in terms of, are you searchable by brand? What do you find about yourself if you Google your actual name? Because that's a really interesting one. And how recognisable are you?
I want to do that. I'm going to go and Google.
Well, I have, and there's nothing out there about me, really. But apart from Claire Randall is apparently a model.
Yeah.
Which is quite amusing.
No, I find that.
I have nothing of the sort.
I find that to be true.
Oh, yeah. But actually, there's an article about me in Ryanair somewhere on the World Wide Web. And because somebody who knew me only from an internet website sent me a message saying, I searched your name and now I know where you live, down to the street that you live in. So that's quite a scary one. And how much information you put out there on the internet that makes you recognisable? I might actually boo about this on my own account at some point. Because I am a member of Mumsnet, which is a parenting forum, and I was once recognised in a shop by someone who had no idea who I was, who had recognised me purely based on limited information I had given about the area I live, the fact that I am VI, I have a guide dog and a child.
Yeah.
And I had no picture or anything of me on the internet, so she couldn't have recognised me from a picture or anything like that. I walked into a shop and she said, you are your username from Mumsnet, aren't you?
But yeah, that's true. You've related that story to me. And I think for us, maybe as visually impaired people, I think I've been told lots of times that I'm distinctive, but I'm easy to spot because I'm tall and because but especially now I have a guide dog.
I think even individuals though, even people that aren't VI, I think.
Possibly
recognisable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't deny that.
I don't think I'm distinctive at all. I think
there's an extra level of recognition though for us. Well, maybe that's a discussion. Anyone who's sighted that sees a blind person. Do you look at that? Are you drawn to that person because you just think, oh, well, if they've got a harness and a guide dog, and so they must be VI? Or do you think, oh, that maybe they could be just anyone, they could be a police dog trainer, or I don't know. I don't know what people see from distances to what
sort of. Yeah, I think it's about features, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody came up to me today in a shop, actually,
who
had seen me, who had helped me out several months ago when my son took one of his 11 plus exams. We had to go to this school and queue up with 1,200 other people to collect your child. And when you can't see, that's
a bit daunting, to say the least.
And I walked up to pick him up, and on my way up there, this woman said, oh, your son went in the same colour group as mine. Do you want to walk up to the collection point with me? And I said, yes, thank you, most appreciated. Mm. We walked up there, and I never saw her again. I didn't know her. No, I'd never seen her before. And then today she came up to me in a shop and she said, I'd ask how he got on his exam.
Yeah, and I wonder if, I don't know, I certainly don't feel that I've given myself a badge on the different networks that has had anything to do with the fact that I'm VI and I wanted there to be more of a me presence somewhere around or here or there. I don't know why I'm saying that. I didn't have a particular reason to be to. I just felt that someone had said to me a while ago that you are the brand. So again, bringing it back to business, people don't, when people do business with us most of the time, they feel like they're doing the business with one of the team. And particularly, I would say that's something I've tried to foster for myself. And people will say, oh, they do business with Paul. They don't really do business with. They are doing business with the organisation, but they're doing business with the person that they're speaking to and that has taken that order from start to finish and liaised with them or whatever the thing. And then obviously more people office, if the bigger the project, the more people get involved and then they get to know them and blah, blah, blah. But certainly the one of the biggest things for me coming into life at the moment in the VR world is that there are, have been and probably will be increasing opportunities for me to comment on bigger things that, you know, policies may be in terms of accessibility and things. And I'm not boasting for anyone that, you know, knows me or anything. I'm not, there were just, that's fact, you know, I just have been given some very honoured positions, a couple in the last couple of years, so not loads and loads yet, but I want to be a change agent then, if to bring it back to Paul's business. So I suppose that's a shout out. If your agency has anything to do with people branding and bringing people forward and how to do that and how to further brand yourself, and not overreach and not say you have a reputation that you don't, but to enhance the abilities and the reputation and the reach that you already have, but within the context of who you are and within your own abilities as they stand currently.
Yeah, to brand my business,
absolutely, yeah. We'll be talking to Paul privately, I reckon. But anyway, love it all. I love the discussion, and I've gone on for a long time. So anyone that's listened to this all, congratulations. I hope that I've fueled your interest to some extent, and I hope that I've answered Paul's questions as best possible. And you had Claire, that's Claire Randall.
Yeah,
Claire Randall in there for excellently good measure as well. I'm going to go now because I have to be up at 5 o'clock and on my way back to Birmingham on a 5:54 train. So I will speak to you all soon, and thanks for listening. As I said, if you have listened this far, then I salute you. Bye.